Well, peanut growers are hoping that new markets and consumers will come about because of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Deal. America's peanut growers are big fans of the TPP, and they hope to introduce millions of Vietnamese, Malaysian, and Japanese consumers to the joys of peanuts and peanut butter. But they represent one test case for the free trade, and there are supporters that are against it as well. President Obama made another pitch for the deal at last week's Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperative Summit in Manila, Philippines, but it faces a difficult battle at home. Many pro-trade Republicans in Congress have yet to endorse the TPP or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but for American peanut producers, it should be good. American peanut producers are just one interest among thousands with a stake in this because they say they're hoping for big returns from the trade expanding deal, especially with Japan. The U.S. industry exports $708 million worth of peanuts worldwide last year, $319 million to these countries that are members of the TPP or Trans-Pacific Partnership. Under the agreement, tariffs on peanuts will be phased out, in some cases dropped to zero, immediately opening the doors to other markets and giving the U.S. a competitive edge over China. Right now, Japan imposes tariffs on as high as 23.8% on prepared and preserved peanuts, but these tariffs would be phased out over 8 years, and the Japanese tariffs of 12% on peanut butter would be reduced to zero in 6 years. So, everybody's hoping the TPP will pass. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.